Day 7. The Art and Neuroscience of Repairing Trust. Welcome to Day 7 of your Cardinal Point Leadership Journey. Find a comfortable spot. Let your breath slow. Give yourself the full 12 minutes. No rush, just space to think, feel, and write. Today's focus is something every leader will face sooner or later. The challenge of repairing trust after it's been broken. Trust is the currency of all meaningful work. When it's lost, through a mistake, a misunderstanding, or just human imperfection, everything changes. The team feels it. You feel it. Work slows. Anxiety rises. And the brain, according to neuroscience, goes into protection mode, ready to defend, quick to suspect, slow to forgive. But here's the hope. Trust is not a one-time thing. It's not fragile glass that shatters forever. Neuroscience shows that with intention, trust can be rebuilt. In fact, sometimes a relationship that survives a breach comes back stronger, more authentic, and more resilient than before. I always say, especially when it comes to trust in your leader, your boss, or anyone you work with, trust is a lot like the Florida tide. Sometimes it's high for a clear reason. Other times, the tide shifts for no reason at all. It's good to check yourself and notice this wax and wane. Ask yourself, am I trusting more or less today? Did something shift, or is it just the natural ebb and flow of human relationships? Let's pause with the words of Ernest Hemingway. The best way to find out if you can trust somebody is to trust them. Trust requires risk, a willingness to lean in, even after things have gone wrong. So today, I invite you to reflect on trust repair. Not as a list of steps, but as a lived process. Imagine a time when trust broke down, maybe at work, maybe in your personal life. What did it feel like? How did your body react? What did you want to do? Run, hide, fix it fast, or ignore it? Let yourself remember. If you need to, jot down a word or two describing that moment. Now, imagine you're the leader in that situation. Maybe you made a mistake. Maybe you didn't have all the information. Maybe you simply let someone down. How did you respond? What did you say or do? Or maybe, what did you avoid doing? Were you honest about it? Or did you try to minimize the damage? Trust repair, neuroscience tells us, is less about what you say, and more about what you do next. It's in the actions that follow the words. It's in the way you show up after the apology. It's in the space you create for others to heal, to share how they were affected, to believe that things can be different moving forward. Sometimes the most powerful repair comes not from talking, but from listening. Consider, who needs to be heard, not fixed, after a trust breach? How can you be present, really present, when someone shares their disappointment or pain? It's also about time. The brain's fear response calms slowly. New trust is built not by grand gestures, but by steady reliability, by keeping promises, big and small, by making your intentions transparent, again and again. Think of a time when someone rebuilt your trust, one action at a time. What did they do that helped you believe again? How long did it take? What little things mattered most? These are the building blocks of leadership after a breach. There's a reason this process is hard. Our brains are wired for protection, not vulnerability. It takes courage to show up after a mistake, to acknowledge harm, to risk not being forgiven right away. But every act of courage rewires the brain toward trust, yours and your team's. As you near the end of today's reflection, consider, where in your leadership or life is trust in need of gentle repair? What is one action you can take, no matter how small, to move toward that repair? How can you give time, space, and honesty to the process, rather than rushing it? That's the end of today's reflection. Take a few moments to capture your insights, no matter how brief. Let's close with today's quote, "Trust is built in drops and lost in buckets." Kevin Plank. You're not here to be perfect. You're here to become a trustworthy repairer and builder.